Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Today we have a very fun lesson for you. Today's topic is transportation.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Go on a Road Trip. Let's go on a road trip. So, what was a gift that someone gave you when they went on a trip?
Well, when my mom went to France, she gave me a purse. It was the perfect gift.
Oh, that's very special. Well, my friends from Taiwan always give me food. That's the perfect souvenir. So, let's learn more about this road trip today. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Linda and Taylor's road trip is almost over. It's time to go home. They buy gifts and souvenirs for their family and friends. Taylor buys some postcards and a necklace. Linda buys a cowboy hat and a t-shirt. Taylor tells Ben and Susie about her trip. How do they know which way to go? They used a map. It was very helpful.
So yesterday, we have some friends that went on a road trip, and right now, they are in Nashville.
And it is always important to get gifts for friends and family, and it's fun to shop for gifts while you're on your road trip.
So why is it important to give gifts to other people?
Well, when you give gifts to others, it shows that you care. And you know what? They will think that you are a good friend.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's go to our good friend, Christina. She has the keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天讲到的是开车旅游。Taylor 他们开车到 Nashville, 要回家的时候都买了纪念品送亲友。纪念品就是 souvenir。They buy souvenirs for family and friends. Taylor 买了一些明信片，还有一条项链。She buys some postcards and a necklace. 名词 necklace 就是项链。Linda 则买了一顶牛仔帽 ，a cowboy hat. 名词 cowboy 就是牛仔。后来跟同事聊起这趟出游 ，Ben 问 Taylor, "How did you know which way to go? 你怎么知道该往哪个方向去呢？"这里的名词 way 就是路或路径的意思。原来地图 map 帮了很大的忙。Maps are helpful. 形容词 helpful 就是有用的、有帮助的。
I can't believe our trip is over.
I know. It's time to go home already.
Did you buy any souvenirs for your family and friends?
Yes.I bought some small gifts. What about you?
I bought a cowboy hat.
Can I see it?
Sure. Here is the hat.
Okay. Let's get on the road and go home.
I can't believe their trip is over. They have had a lot of fun.And I bet they ate a lot of great barbecue, too. This is one of the best places to get it.
Well, let's talk about this sentence, I can't believe something is happening.
Yeah, when you are surprised about something, try using this phrase. I can't believe my team lost that game.
I can't believe it will rain this weekend. I have plans.
Well, our friends can't believe that their trip is over. That means the time went by very quickly. They were really enjoying their trip, too.
In some ways, the trip is not over yet. It is only half done.
Oh, I should make a quick point. When something is over, it is finished or done. When the movie is over...It is finished. But how is it that their trip is only halfway over, halfway finished?
Remember, they are on a road trip.
That means they still have to drive all the way back home.
Oh, you're right. And yesterday we talked about the driving part of the trip. And that is actually the trip. So yes, part of the trip is seeing Nashville. But driving there and back is part of the fun.
Hey, Peter, it's time. It's time.
What time is it?
It's not time to go home, but it is time for today's
calendar phrase.
It's time to go home.
It's time to go home.
现在该回家了。
This is a great party.
It's time to go home.
But I'm having fun.
It's time to go home.
But the party isn't over.
It's time to go home.
But I don't want to go home.
Look, there's no more food.
It's time to go home.
It's time to go home.
It's time to go home.
现在该回家了。
Hey, Peter, I got a souvenir for you. I got you a cowboy hat. Here you go. Do you like it?
Wow, I love it. Look at this cowboy hat. And I have a souvenir for you.
Oh, that hat is,
Here is the hat.
Is that a hat?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? We can wear our hats together. Everyone will say, look at those wonderful souvenirs.
You know what, Peter? We need to go somewhere. We need to go to Conversation B. Friend, let's go together.
How was your trip, Taylor?
It was good, Ben. We saw so many interesting things.
That's great.
Linda and I had a lot of fun. We went to the Nashville Zoo and the Grand Ole Opry.
That sounds fun. How did you know which way to go?
We used a map.
That is smart. Maps are helpful and very convenient.
Our friends Taylor and Linda made it home safely from their road trip. After a road trip, you can be pretty tired.
And it can be even more tiring when you drive back. When you go on road trips, you usually take breaks while driving. That is important. You should always be alert and stay awake when driving.
And you can stretch your legs sitting in the car for a long time. That's not comfortable, sitting in a car for a while.
Well, now everyone at the studio wants to hear about the trip. Ben asks Taylor about it. He asks, how was the trip?
Great question. How was the something? When you want to hear about something, just ask this question. How was the test? Did it go well? Was it easy?
How was the movie? Was it good? Was it boring? Was it exciting?
So how was the trip? Taylor answers, we saw many interesting things. Do you remember what interesting things they saw?
They saw the Nashville Zoo and the Grand Ole Opry. Now, the Nashville Zoo, that's a great place to see animals. And the Grand Ole Opry is a very famous concert hall.
Yes, it is. Then Ben wants to hear more about the drive. That is a big part of the road trip. So he asks, how did you know which way to go? Here's Christina with more on the sentence.
Ben 问 Taylor, 你怎么知道该往哪个方向去呢? How did you know which way to go? 在这个句子里 ,which way to go 是一个名词片语,做 know 的受词。我们可以来练习这样子的提问方式。How did you know which one to choose? 你怎么知道该选哪一个? How do you know which person to ask? 你怎么知道该问哪个人 ？How do you know which classes to take？ 你怎么知道该选什么课
？How did they know which way to go？ Well, they used a map. The way in this sentence is the road that they took. But other times this word way can be talking about the way you went, your transportation.
Now there are many ways to get to places. Which way do you get to school? By bus, by foot, maybe you drive. Which way do you go? Well, friends, we learned a lot and we still have a lot more to learn. But first, let's take a break. Don't go away.
So, what is something that is a good souvenir to get your friends and family?
Well, whenever I go on a trip or a road trip, I get my friends and family a mug, and it usually says the city's name right on the top of it.
Oh, that's a good gift, so that they can show other people, hey, my friend went here. I think a t-shirt's a nice gift, too. You can wear it and use it, and it will show where it is from.
That's right. Well, let's continue our lesson. Let's go to conversation C.
Hi, Susie. I have a gift for you. It's a necklace from the Nashville Zoo.
Thank you, Taylor. How was your trip with Linda?
It was a lot of fun. We walked, talked, and ate a lot.
That sounds like a great vacation.
I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
Coming home.
When you go on a trip, it's really nice to get gifts for other people. And Marie, I didn't go on a trip, but I was inspired by our friends. I have this gift for you. I just thought and thought of you.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I have a gift for you, too.
All right, here you go. This beautiful hat for you and this wonderful cowboy hat for me.
Oh, thanks, Peter. I love it.
I'm so glad. Well, maybe Susie enjoys her gift more. What is the gift Taylor gives Susie?
It's a necklace from the Nashville Zoo. How special. Hey, I wish that I got a necklace instead of...
Well, what is it?
What?
Oh, nothing. Well, let's move on. Susie asks about the trip. We know what they did, but I like Taylor's answer. We walked, talked, and ate a lot. Here's Christina to explain it some more.
讲到这次的旅行 ，Taylor 觉得非常的愉快。他说 ：“We walked, talked, and ate a lot。”我们走路、谈话，还吃了很多东西。请你再看一次这个句子，然后注意一下它的标点符号。We walked, talked, and ate a lot。所以当你说话的内容一次要讲很多项的时候，每一项的后面都要加上逗号，但是最后两项之间用 and 连接，就不需要逗号了。比如说 ,we have apples, bananas, grapes, and pears. 看到了吗？最后两项之间是用 and 连接，不需要逗号。再来看一个例子。I want to invite Ken, Susan, Tim, Paul, and Jerry. We can come after work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
We walked, talked, and ate a lot. That sounds like a great vacation. Marie, what is a great vacation that you took?
Well, a great vacation I took was to Europe. I went to countries like London, France, and Italy.
I ate a lot of food and saw a lot of good sights.
Wow, those are special cities and countries. That sounds like a great vacation. Yeah, and it really doesn't matter where you go or what you see. It's who you are with. It is all about relaxing a little bit and spending time with friends.
Peter, what is a great vacation that you took?
Well, we were talking about road trips, and I was just remembering the one where I went from San Diego all the way to San Francisco. That was a great trip.
Oh, well, what was your favorite part about that trip?
Oh, well, we listened to music together and stopped along the way. We had some great Mexican food.
That sounds like a wonderful trip. Well, friends, we learned a lot today, but right now we have to review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Souvenir. Souvenir. Did you buy me a souvenir from China?
Necklace. Necklace. That is a very beautiful necklace.
Cowboy. Cowboy. That cowboy is wearing a big hat.
Way. Way. This road is the best way to get there.
Helpful. Helpful. Jason was very helpful today. All right, friends, make sure to practice those words with your friends or at home. And now we can look at our lesson one more time. Let's watch.
I can't believe our trip is over.
I know. It's time to go home already.
Did you buy any souvenirs for your family and friends?
Yes, I bought some small gifts. What about you?
I bought a cowboy hat.
Can I see it?
Sure. Here is the hat.
Okay. Let's get on the road and go home.
How was your trip, Taylor?
It was good, Ben. We saw so many interesting things.
That's great.
Linda and I had a lot of fun. We went to the Nashville Zoo and the Grand Ole Opry.
That sounds fun. How did you know which way to go?
We used a map.
That is smart. Maps are helpful and very convenient.
Hi, Susie. I have a gift for you. It's a necklace from the Nashville Zoo.
Thank you, Taylor. How was your trip with Linda?
It was a lot of fun. We walked, talked, and ate a lot.
That sounds like a great vacation.
I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
Coming home.
Country road, take me home.
That was a great road trip. It was fun.
It was. You know, we visited the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, that was so great.
So, Ginger, what did you enjoy most?
Shopping for souvenirs.
Well, that's true. You bought a lot.
Yeah, I bought a cowboy hat. I got a t-shirt.
You bought a necklace and postcards.
Yeah, I love shopping.
I'm sure your friends and family will enjoy those souvenirs.
No, they won't.
Well, why not?
Because these souvenirs are for me.
What?
Well, I did buy something for you, Monkey Man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got you a map. So we won't get lost next time.
Hey, you don't have to tell everybody that we got lost.
Well, you sure did, though.
Hi, my name is Brian. I see you sitting here every day asking people for money. Any luck?
Just a little.
Well, I don't have any money to spare for you, but I will do something.
Here is a sandwich just for you.
Yes, that's it. Here's a sandwich just for you. Oh,
I am Super Sentence Man, and you just used today's super sentence. Here is something. It's so easy. Here is a sandwich. So before I leave, can you give me another super sentence?
Yeah, sure. Here is a piece of chocolate for you.
Here is a piece of chocolate, and it looks delicious. Very nice.
Super sentence? It's for him.
Oh, of course. There it is. Just for you. What about you, sir? Can you use today's super sentence too?
Okay. Here is a true gentleman.
Here is a true gentleman. Yes, yes, he is. Now, true gentleman, what super sentence do you have for, what is your name?
Kevin.
Ah, Kevin.
Oh, well, Kevin, here is a sandwich for you, just for you.
Oh. And that is how you use a super sentence. Oh, all together now. Oh, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, thanks. Hey, wait a second. Why don't you eat this sandwich? Is there something wrong with it?
Well, no, I need two. One for you and one for me.
You made me a sandwich?
Yes.
Just for me?
Yeah, oh. I see you here every day, and well, today...
Well, sit down.
Yeah.
Whoa, I love this present. Thank you so much, Marie. It's my first cowboy hat, and I look great. Hey, Marie, how is your present? How are you looking over there? Oh, you're speechless. I knew you would love that hat. When I saw you and I saw that hat, I was thinking, Marie will love this. It says Marie, Marie, Marie.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I kind of wish I bought myself a cowboy hat like I did for you.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Then we can wear matching ones. You know, I saw a hat exactly like that one. I'll get one. We can wear them together.
Oh, I'll think about that. All right, friends, join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.